What's up, guys? This is Temptation Island After Show. We are covering Season 1, Episode 3, The Epiphany. Javin gets pranked, Nicole sheds some tears, and the ladies are obsessed with John's package. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
A throwback. Welcome back, guys. If you are new, you're viewing our after show for the first time, welcome. And if you aren't, welcome back. My name is Tyler McKinney. I couldn't do it without my amazing panel. What's up, guys?
Hey, I'm AJ.
Hey, I'm Missy.
Thank you guys so much for joining me today. So we have a lot to cover, so we're just going to get started. Javin's getting pranked. Nicole's crying. The ladies are looking at John's package, and they are a little too excited about it. What are your overall thoughts of this episode?
I think it got real, real on this episode. A lot of eyes were open.
Yes.
So, yes.
I can definitely agree. I think it was getting a little spicy. Definitely a lot of the singles and the couples are opening up, which is good. So.
Yes. That's the same thing I felt. I felt like they're opening up on both sides, boys and girls. We're seeing Javin smile and, you know, interact a little bit more. What do you guys feel about Shari? Is she opening up?
Shari, I really feel like she is still not having a good time on the show. She's still struggling. She's still so worried about Javin. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But I can agree and disagree. Like, one minute she's opening up, trying to date other guys, but then at the same time, all she's thinking about is Javin and, like, what's he doing? I think that's, like, her biggest, like, downfall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it comes from them being together for so long, I think. She doesn't really know how to be with anybody else.
Which is something else that I think is an issue. She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know who Shari is. All she knows who is Shari with Javin. But who is Shari? Like, who are you as an individual? And I think that's what she's struggling with because she doesn't know. She's never been with anyone else. She's been home since she was 16, so.
Right. Agreed. We'll get to that a little bit later. But let's start by talking about the bonfire. So The show opened up with the bonfire, the girls watching the guys and their interactions with the single girls. How did we feel about seeing John telling Catherine that Katie has a short fuse, she's a little high maintenance? I believe it.
That was, you know, nobody wants to hear their man talk about them to another girl. So I felt like that was hard.
It was
nobody
hard.
Wants to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk about me to another girl. That's like disrespectful.
But I also feel like John is kind of like moving away from Katie because, you know, at the bonfire scene, she brought up how he isn't like the right man for her. And she feels like he doesn't have the ability to be like a great father.
Yeah.
So I feel like they kind of have like differences on their end. They don't really like get along to me, I feel like. Because you would never talk about your boyfriend like that or girlfriend.
They don't. Said two episodes, they need to break up.
Yeah.
We've already like, they need to.
Yeah.
We don't even know why they're together. Are y'all together? Why? Yeah, we trying to figure that out.
And John has talked, well, Katie has talked about John behind his back as well, because last week we saw Katie telling one of the other singles, like, John, he may not be a good father, this, this, and that. So they do it to each other.
Yes, they both throw low blows.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, maybe because they just met online, that could be like a downfall too.
You think that has a lot to do with?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you meet someone in person, it's like a different connection instead of like online.
Agreed.
So maybe that is something that they're like also missing. They don't have like a true like connection.
Yes.
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 So that's what I'm thinking.
How about Nicole and Carl?
Oh, my gosh.
Nicole had to watch Carl take one of the singles up to his bedroom.
Girl, that was...
What would you have done?
Not my man. My man, no.
Yeah, but hold up. Wait. So, but he really didn't do anything. He just showed her, like, his, like, view, I guess. But then it was like, why did you bring her up there?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't. No. Not my man.
No. Never.
No. Talk in a common area.
Well, the thing is that they never show the whole story. They only show bits and pieces. So the girls are freaking out because it's like, well, what happened after they went up to the room? So,
right.
I mean, I can understand if she's upset. Nothing happened, but still.
How do we know that?
Yeah, but it was unnecessary. I mean, it was unnecessary to me.
It was kind of unnecessary.
Because it was just like, what are y'all talking about? Why did you bring me up here? Because, like, I would be thinking, like, okay, something's about to go down, but nothing happened. So, it was just like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just looked bad.
It did look bad. And then,
yes.
She tried to touch his shoulder. Did you peep that?
Yes. They did a close-up on the hand, on the shoulder.
Yep.
And Carl says that he's being tempted more. So this is the first time I've heard this from Carl. I don't think that I didn't feel like he was going to be tempted as much as he is now.
Well, remember last episode, Carl did say he needed some.
Oh, remember?
So he's getting to the point where it's like,
that's true.
What's but good? That he ruined the date with that though. Because how would you you respond? Like, oh, okay, like you know, just as a girl, like that's their first date too. So he's kind of like inching, like, okay, what's like about to happen? Like, are you gonna try to like get on or not?
I just feel like they are kind of looking to talk to someone about their feelings, and they just end up talking to whoever will listen. So in that case,
I agree.
He's not really interested in her. I'm gonna talk to you about my girlfriend. I miss her, and I want to have sex with her. Right. So in the moment, he was probably just releasing some emotions.
Right. Yeah.
And
definitely like this episode, Nicole opened up to what's his name, Jack.
Jack.
Yes, and she was saying like, I'm never like this emotional ever. So like maybe they just don't have a close like. It doesn't have to be intimacy with sex. It could be intimacy with just, like, a conversation. Yes. So maybe they don't really, like, go into that.
I don't think that they do.
Yeah.
They talked a little bit about that, too. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. Casey and Evan. Casey saw Evan talking to girls in the kitchen. And Casey agrees with Evan when he says that he's been closed off for a long time. And she kind of feels like this is good for him. Would you feel the same, or would you be a little bit more hesitant about this whole thing?
Well, you know, when we talked about Casey and Evan, that they have more of a friendship. Mm-hmm. They've been off and on for 10 years. So, remember, Casey has always been comfortable. She was complimenting the girls. So, at this point, I think Casey is like, whatever, we know what's best for each other. Even if it doesn't involve me in your life, I still want you to go on and, you know, live your best life. So I think they're mature in that aspect. But however, she's still scared, but it's kind of like, I know that what's the best thing for us, so.
Yeah. How do you feel, Missy?
I feel like Casey and Evan's relationship, they're the most that's like understanding throughout this whole process. They're not closed off. They want to get the full experience because that's why they're here. I feel like maybe they could possibly end up together in the long run just because they want the full experience. But just from just watching them, it feels like they're kind of on the same page and they're not blocking anyone, like kind of what Katie and John did in the previous episodes.
Yeah. I feel like I get a sense that they're confident that, they'll go through the experience, but like you said, they'll end up together at some point or later down the road. I thought it was interesting that Casey said that she is now more aware that she doesn't need the ring. Because in the beginning, she wanted to get married, and she was really pushing that.
I think that Casey is... I think she's settling because she's scared. Casey wants to get married. Nothing changed. No, she still wants to get married. She wants a family. However, she's looking at the reality, and she knows it's a big possibility that Evan won't be able to provide that for her. So now she's lowering her standards to try to accommodate the situation. It's like, no... Just move on. Like we said, you've been off and on for a decade. Yeah. Don't lower your standards just because you feel like the man that you're with is not going to give you what you want. No, just leave him and go find the person be yourself and the person will come to you. So that's another thing.
How do you guys feel about the ultimatum thing?
Oh, that's not going to last. I feel like, no. When you give a guy an ultimatum, it never works. He's going to do what he wants to do at the end of the day. So I feel like when she gave him that, that's why they went on this show. Because she's like, okay, let me see what else is out there. Make some money. But you know what I'm saying? So,
and in my opinion, if you give someone an ultimatum, now they're doing it because you're basically threatening to leave. They're not doing it because
they want to.
Yes. So now there's a higher chance that they will step out on you because they weren't ready in the first place.
Yeah. Exactly. It would be a disconnect anyways. So I just feel like I don't know about their, future together.
Yes. I've always felt like Casey should just let Evan figure it out. He'll get there. He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, she definitely... needs to just let that go.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
Let it go, girl.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let's talk about the second dates. So the couples went on their second dates. This time around, they didn't have to choose their dates in front of their person, which was...
Good.
I agree. That was so much better. Because yes. They were so shady picking, like, guys and girls in front of their, like, boyfriend, girlfriend.
That was kind of weird.
It was so weird.
A little bit strange.
Strange.
Nicole and Carl, I couldn't really remember their dates too much. There wasn't a whole lot of interesting stuff happening there.
Yeah, they didn't highlight it, which I thought was, like, super weird. Like, how they highlight everybody else.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't talk about anything.
Yeah, maybe they didn't talk about anything. I was going to say maybe it just didn't go well, but I would think if it didn't go well, then it would have been aired, because that's...
Yeah.
Good TV.
It is.
Well, they highlighted Nicole later when that guy wrote her a poem, Jack, so...
Yes, during mm-hmm. the talent show.
Yeah.
I guess we can talk about that. How did you guys... Oh, what were you going to say?
No, the double standards. Because Nicole yes. said that Carl would not be okay with her doing what he was doing.
Yes.
So, it's like, Carl, stop expecting... women to be a certain way if you're not going to live up to the expectations you put on the other person. So double standards. Yeah. Why is it okay for a man to do something, but if the girl not even do what he did, but something that's real small is like a big deal?
Yes.
So
that is always an issue.
Double standards.
Men. Not with every man, of course.
Not yeah. with every man.
Not every guy.
No. Not everyone. No. Of course, not everyone. Yeah.
Of course not.
Not.
But you mentioned the talent show. What did you guys think of the poem?
Oh, I loved it.
You were touched?
I was so touched. It was so cute. And it was very heartfelt. He definitely took time in writing it. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Short and sweet.
It was cool. He needs some attention.
He definitely needs attention.
He was being very overlooked. So he had to do something different because they walked right past him every time.
My heart
they
broke.
Needed to go on a date. He was just like, okay.
No, but yep. he seems so nice.
He does. But yes. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why, but they were just not. They was. He said he had to. He's like, why do you keep walking past me?
And Shari did come up to him and was like, we're going to switch it up, like, the next time around.
Yeah.
So, like, at least give him a chance. I feel like Nicole might take him out.
Now she definitely will, I think. Because he got something out of her that she doesn't even show to Carl. They were talking about they don't open up to each other.
That was weird.
That was weird.
They've been together for 3 years. What? Again? How?
What is going on?
How are you together for 3 years and you opened up to a complete stranger that you just met, however you haven't opened up to your boyfriend of 3 years?
Do we think it's age?
No, I just think they just don't have a connection at all. Like, they don't have any, like I said in the beginning, they don't have any intimacy, any closeness at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, they met at the gym.
That says a lot.
And
she broke up with
her boyfriend because of Carl. To be with Carl.
Yeah, and that seems to really bother him, too.
Yeah, which it should, because if I'm talking to a guy, he has a girlfriend. And he leave his girlfriend for me, then, okay, when the next thing come along, who's not to say he's not going to leave me for the next, you know, thing he looking at? So
the same way you get him is the same way
you lose him. Hello?
We all know this.
Girl, speak.
I don't know about that one.
So, yeah, Carl and Nicole, I just still feel like he's so much mature. I just feel like Nicole just needs to figure out who she is as an individual and... focus on her, because she's young. She's only 25. Carl's 33.
Yeah. True. She has a lot of life to live still. Okay, Casey and Evan. So, I thought it was interesting that Casey admitted that her and Evan's issues are small, and they're things that can be fixed. She feels like their issues are stupid, quote-unquote. And she doesn't feel like they would be here without the marriage ultimatum, so without... her creating that issue herself. She chooses Justin for a date. Their date went well.
Yeah,
she opened up to him a little bit about Evan and their relationship. Looking at my notes.
Yeah, but, like, why do they always have to talk about their boyfriend? Like, why don't they talk about the other person? Like, so what do you do? Like, it's always back to the boyfriend.
That's so true.
It's so, like, kind of annoying because it's, like, okay, we're here because you don't like your boyfriend for some reason, but let's talk about something else.
That's true.
Right.
Besides your boyfriend who you, like, somewhat not despise, but just, like, don't get along with all the time.
Yeah.
I do feel that way. I feel like they're on Temptation Island to be tempted, but they're not really taking advantage of, not saying that they're supposed to be, you know, just acting crazy, but when you have the chance to talk to someone else, you're really just venting to them about your significant other. Like, you're not trying to get to know the person. Like, you're not allowing yourself to be tempted.
They're not taking advantage of the full opportunity. Right. Like, I feel like I haven't seen, like, any action. Like, someone doing something so crazy, and, like, it's nothing. It's just, like, barely arm touching. Like, it's that's true.
Yeah, it's really like, well, you know, my girlfriend this, my boyfriend this. It's like, did you even get to know the person that you're talking to? What about the? Because if that was me, if I was one of the singles on the show, I would be like, bruh, are you really about to sit here and talk about your girlfriend and the whole time?
Yeah.
The whole time. You didn't ask me nothing about me. Mm-hmm. You didn't ask me what I like to do. You didn't ask me anything about myself. You sat here and vented about your significant other.
And I feel like a lot of the people on the show are just, like, kind of coddling the boyfriends and the girlfriends. Like, it's just like, get to know me. Get to know what I like. Let's talk about something new
get
besides.
Get to know me.
Yeah.
get to know me.
I do feel like we're starting to see frustration with some of the singles. Like, the guys are saying things like, maybe the girls will open up today, or maybe, you know, I'll get a chance to really get to know her. And I feel like it is because the girls and the guys, too, are not trying open up at all.
They're not trying.
In some ways, they are, but not completely.
They're holding back. And I feel like, why are you holding back? There should be no reason. Those girls in the house are super cute, very hot, very, like, you should be, like, on that. Why are you worried about the girl that's, like, down the street? Like, who cares?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And it kills me when Javin says he's trying not to smile. Like, why are
Javin,
you...
oh my
gosh. Can we
gosh.
Please talk about the relationship?
Let's talk about it.
Let's, because I've been wanting to talk about this for a while now. Like, I'm getting so mad at this whole relationship.
I know.
Javin and Shari, they have the toxic relationship ever.
They definitely do.
They depend on each other a lot. They're just that good.
And what you said,
codependent.
And what you said earlier about how she doesn't know who she is, like, who is Shari, that is something she needs to develop, like, on the show and afterwards, because she reacts about the craziest stuff.
Seriously.
Right.
That's what happens when you lose yourself in a relationship. Mm. When they're gone, you're apart from them.
Yes, girl.
Preach. Snap, snap.
I can't snap, but we gonna pretend.
Close enough.
Close enough.
I think when you lose yourself in a relationship and you forget who you were, when they are apart from you or once you guys are broken up, you have no idea how to go on, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that. She's lost her personality, which I agree. Ever since she split up from Javin, there's been no personality whatsoever.
She's just been crying and venting.
Crying and venting.
But it's also, she probably don't even know who she is. You've been 16. Nobody knows who they are at 16 or 17 or 18 or 19 or 20. Like, she has literally been with him since she was 16. Shari doesn't, she's not fully aware of who she is as a woman.
Yeah.
By
herself.
I feel
like she kind of immature, though, too.
I agree.
Because, like, I would take full advantage of that island. You see me, so many fine men on there. I'd be, like, trying to talk to everybody, like, hey.
You
next.
You.
She's just so used to him. Just Javin. She's been with him for years. She doesn't know anything else.
Mm-mm.
But Javin, to me, is a good guy. I feel like Shari is the issue, not Javin.
Yes.
Because he's doing well by himself.
That's why I said before that Javin is really holding back because of Shari. He doesn't want to show too much fun on the camera because Shari will cut him. She's going to do something. So he has to, you know, be a certain way. He doesn't look like he's having too much fun. But, you know, it's really evident that he wants to enjoy it, but he's really scared of Shari's reaction.
Yeah, he's definitely scared of her. It's V obvious.
Yes. Well, we saw his personality a little bit more when Jeffrey decided to prank him.
Yeah.
The first prank in the house. Finally some
That was
action.
Fun. That was fun.
Yeah, that was cute.
He went around like a detective. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was cute.
That was the first time he actually interacted with the girls, like, on, like, a funny, like, entertaining, like, level.
Yeah. I got to see him laugh and be kind of goofy, which I don't think he gets with Shari. Not from what we've seen. Maybe there is a side of that we
haven't. Girl, he has the fear of Shari in him.
He needs to let that go.
He's scared.
He is scared.
Scared of her. I would be scared of her too.
You
that attitude looked like, well, I mean, as a man, I would be scared, not as a female.
She's like, I feel like she's a little aggressive at some points. So I'm like, oh, I'm scared.
She's a little aggressive. But it's just insecurity. It's insecurity. Yeah,
that's what it is. Yep.
For sure. Lack of confidence.
True.
And he said in the show today, it's like shows weakness because she was crying. What are you crying for? She barely touched his arm. So it was just like from past experience, like, so you don't like when he talks to another girl?
She's really still holding off from when he cheated. She never forgave him when he was 18. Once again, when he was 18. You're 25 now?
Mm-hmm. She just turned 26. Yep.
I'm like, Shari, is 18. I just feel like they need to grow.
They do.
They need to grow. They need to grow apart. They need to grow up separately.
Yeah.
And not try to grow up together. It's just, you're not going to find out who you are as a person when you're with a man. You're going to find out, you know what I'm saying? Because you're going to, what you do is going to be based off of what he does. What he does is going to be based off of you. You're not growing up, you know, the correct way.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
We get what you mean.
Yes, thank you.
Personally, I feel like if your man cheats on you, either you're going to let it go or you're going to get back with him and then not mention it ever again.
Yes.
You cannot.
Yes, we said that in unison.
I'm like, if you cheat on me, listen, if I say something to you, then you need to change. And if not, I'm not going to keep on. If you're going to keep saying something or bringing something up, then
there's no point.
There's no point. Why?
The relationship's not going to go anywhere.
It's not going to go nowhere. So, she's still holding on to that. She hasn't forgave him.
Definitely not. So I want to kind of talk about John and his father in that situation. So Katie's been making comments throughout the season, the last couple episodes, about how he's not man enough, he may not be a great father, and we find out in this episode that his father actually committed suicide. Is she wrong for these comments?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Majorly. And she's stepping over the line with that one, too.
Yes. I agree.
Because I said she was throwing low blows. She's been throwing low blows since the last episode, before we even found out this information. You know, no man wants to hear you talking to another man about how he won't be a good father, and you're questioning his masculinity, and that was, like, really disrespectful, because he's not the type of man that she's used to. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that he's not a man.
Well, first of all, like, what she said, like, not the type of man she's used to, then why are you dating him?
Yes.
That's my whole thing. Like, if he's not, like, your type, or you're not, like, emotionally attracted to him, then why are you dating him? Wasting everybody's time.
Right, exactly. If you don't like the person he is, or you want a more manly man, go find a manly man. Leave John alone. John's a sweetheart.
They'll rather settle for, you know, to be with someone rather than to be lonely. They think rather than be alone. But there's nothing wrong with being single and alone.
No.
If you're insecure, then probably, because you're insecure. But people that's secure with themselves, it's like, you know, something better's out there. So why even, I don't have to settle or compromise what I want because I feel like I'm not going to get what I deserve. So I'm going to settle. She's settling.
Right. Well, like, I'll ask you guys, when you're single, when you don't have a boyfriend, maybe dating around, do you feel like you learn more about yourself within that period of time?
I'm single right now, so yes.
Yes.
You learn so much more about yourself as an individual. Like, the person that you can become on your own is so much different than the person that you can become while you're with someone. Because when you're with them, like I said before, whatever you do is going to be based off of them. It's not really what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You're looking at their opinions, or like, y'all are doing this together. So you're definitely a different person.
I agree.
When you're by yourself.
You have to be by yourself
To
grow and to learn about what you want and what you don't want, what you're going to tolerate.
Yes.
Because if you jump into a relationship, for example, Shari and Javin, you've been with the same person. You don't really understand what's good, what's bad. You know, I like this.
Right. And, you know, I always say people that go from relationship to relationship without, like, really being single by themselves, they are the most loneliest people ever because they don't know how to be by themselves. So they have to always be in a relationship. I'm like, how you just broke up? You got a boyfriend already? How? You don't know how to be by yourself, and that's a problem. You're actually very lonely because if that man is not right there, who are you?
Right.
Who are you?
It speaks very loudly.
Very loudly. I always thought that, but you know.
I agree.
Girl, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Let's jump into tweets of the week. So, we went exploring on the Temptation Island hashtag on Twitter and found some of our favorite tweets. The first one is from Shari herself. Queen Shari.
Shar.
She says, I just want to say, I know you guys see me crying at the first bonfire, but things were different on my perspective, and that's all I can say. Maybe they'll show more episode 3, but I wouldn't have been that dramatic off of an arm touch. Do we believe her?
Yes. I do. Okay, Shari's very dramatic. However, I feel like something else went on. She is dramatic, but she's not going to be off there just for hand touch.
Okay.
I don't
think that was be dramatic. And also, I feel like now that she is watching it with everyone else, she can see, like, how she was reacting from the, like, episode and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy she clarified that because that was...
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here. People were going after her on Twitter for that.
Girl, something else happened. Because he ran off like, oh my gosh. Like, why did he run off like that? They just didn't show it on camera.
We'll never know. Our next tweet is from It's J Amazing. Oh, interesting. John seems like one of those men that women don't date because he's too nice. These are also the same women who think getting kicked out of a man's car during rush hour traffic is the normal progression in a relationship.
Ooh. I saw that tweet.
You saw it?
Yes.
That was a good one.
It was.
Juicy.
Comments on that one?
I think that John, he's a very nice guy. And he does seem like the kind of guy that girls will shut out because he's just way too nice.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the guy you need to go for. The nice ones, right?
Or no? Nice ones with an edge. That's just me. But what do I know, you know?
What do you think, Missy?
I don't know. I've actually never dated a nice guy, so.
What?
I'm being serious, so.
That's not my.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, so I don't know about that one.
Stop it. Okay, next tweet. This is from Rhea the Rare. John, you're going to be a good dad. Don't even worry about all that.
Yes.
Come be my son.
My son's dad.
What?
Okay,
what did you just say?
She wants John to be her baby daddy.
Okay, I was about to say be her son.
I'm sorry.
So, okay. Well, John, if you want to adopt, you got it. Go on Instagram.
He has some takers.
Takers.
What tweets do you have, Missy?
Okay. Let's pull this a little back so I can read it. Okay. So the first one is from @SincerelyAngry.
Mm-hmm.
Javen doesn't respect Shari's feeling. Girl, let loose and throw that whole man away. #TemptationIsland.
Mm. I don't sincerely angry.
I don't know. That one.
Javen.
That's a little spicy.
I don't think Javen doesn't respect Shari. If anything, he does. I don't know.
This
what
is a new perspective.
That's a new. I'm like, do I?
I didn't think
Javen has been very
Javen.
Respectful of Shari. But, you know, Shari got fans, so.
Okay. Next one, @Banana9. Wow, cheaters really hate getting called out for being cheaters. #TemptationIsland.
Sips tea.
Cheaters do hate being called out because they just deny it.
Yeah, because it sounds terrible. It sounds terrible to say out loud.
But if you did the crime.
You got to do the time.
You did it.
All right.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Next up, Missy.
All right, next one, @MillsGamingTV. This is in quotes. Quote, I cheated so long ago, and then kissing another woman, the preview for the season, bruh. #TemptationIsland.
Yeah, see, that looks really bad.
It does, and it was just, like, based off the clips and the words, and they just used the wrong clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, last one, @DSours13. A cheater will always be a cheater, !! Cheaters always cheat. You're still a cheater, Evan. #TemptationIsland.
They are not here for Evan.
Oh, but can cheaters change?
I think...
Can cheaters have a change of heart?
Can they? I think that they can. I think they can. It takes some work, though.
We'll have to just talk to one. We need to...
Interview a cheater?
Or interview a cheater. So,
yes.
Leave a comment on our YouTube page so that we can know the interview you next time.
Yes. Before we go, let's do news and gossip really, really quick.
Okay.
So,
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes.
Well, guys, today on Pop Culture, it was an article about Katie and John and how Katie said that this experience was very painful. It was a painful learning experience. She said that it was, we know it was her idea to go on the show, and she found out about it through her job. She found out about the casting call. And so when she found out about it, they didn't really take it serious. It was kind of like, oh, let's just try this reality show out. But then as it got down to it, she was basically debating on if she really wanted to do it. And she wasn't concerned about John's ability to stay faithful and withstand the temptation. However, Katie was concerned about herself and if she was going to be able to not be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
But she was tempted.
She's being tempted now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew Katie was going to be tempted from the very beginning because old boy came up and said, I love to work with my hands. And Katie was like,
Katie already, she's already made it very clear that her and John are not seeing eye to eye.
Yeah. And we don't know what's going on with them now, but I don't feel like they're together at this point. What do you guys think?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
Nope.
There you have it. Next up for our news segment. So we saw in this episode, Javin went on detective mode after the girls played a cute little prank on him. Jeffrey actually talked to Life and Style magazine. And she says that living in the villa is very relaxing, but she wanted to spice things up, which is why she decided to play the prank on Javin. Javin was her first culprit, I would say. She wanted to play a prank on him because she feels like he should be opening up a little bit more. She was surprised at how he handled the situation. She also had a few things to say about Shari and Javin's relationship. She used the word toxic, first of all.
Toxic.
To describe the relationship. And she says there's an unhealthy lack of trust and obsession on both parts.
Obsession.
Yes, I agree.
Definitely. Yes.
Obsession.
Yes,
for
yes.
sure. And that it goes beyond not knowing anyone else romantically. It's just an unhealthy perspective on relationships, period.
Snap, snap.
I agree. I wish I can snap.
Oh, let's just imagine it.
We'll just imagine me snapping.
Yes.
Okay, so next up, so Romper.com wrote an article about millennial dating and what couple has a best shot of staying together. Basically, it's kind of funny what your article is saying because this one's saying the total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that Javin and Shari could actually be together just because they've been together for so long. But to me, I feel like that's not going to work out.
Yeah.
But then they also went on to just like millennial dating itself. They're saying that millennial dating is also super temptation. And like social media is like just as you scrolling, you can slide in someone's DMs. So it's just all the aspect of just being a millennial. And they also made a good point on this article. They said everyone in this article is under 40.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, not article. I mean, like, the show. Under 40. The oldest are, like, John and Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, thought that was pretty interesting.
That is.
Because millennial dating is tough.
Yeah, it's different, for
sure. Social media out is just, people don't want to get to really know each other, I feel like.
No.
It's just, they like to look at pictures and, oh, I like that. But do you really get to know the person?
Yeah.
There's so many avenues of dating, too. You can do, like, Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, but then you can also date from social media.
Yeah.
Like, Twitter.
Too much.
I never used Twitter as a dating app, but maybe I should.
Take me back to the
90s. You definitely could.
Take me back.
I know.
To the 90s. When we barely had cell phones.
We talked face-to-face.
You had to be on a payphone calling someone.
Right.
That's old.
I also do find that people they don't know how to act in a social setting because they don't necessarily have to be face-to-face with people all the time.
That's so true. It's hard for me to even hold a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, are we not grown? You don't have a conversation?
You would think.
Too much texting. Call me. I'm a phone call type of girl.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like texting if it's like super quick.
Uh-huh.
But if I like need to like actually call you, I'll call you.
Yeah, have a conversation.
Well, yeah, I was talking about like when boys, men,
yes,
like I want to talk on the phone with you.
Yeah,
for how long though?
You know, if the conversation's good, if that's my man, if I like you, I would literally be on the phone with you all day.
Right,
that's just me.
Why? Wait, so why? I'm confused. Hold up.
Not all day, but
I'm so confused.
Not all day, but I mean, I want to talk. At least an hour.
You want to be able to really engage in conversation.
If you call me for an hour, you better come over here.
Okay. Well, that's all we have for today.
Yes.
What a great show. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We will be back here next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. I am Tyler McKinney, and I'll see you next week. And what about you, ladies?
I'm AJ. You can follow me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl.
And I'm Missy Bernier. You can follow me at Missy Bernier.
See you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.